remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 9 o'clock p.m.
Everyone knows it is not 9 p.m. The actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC. And that is the time at which we always begin to drink some tea. Oh, it's so delicious. It's so good. I'm drinking Da Hong Pao again today because that's what I do. 1930 is also the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it's true. 1930 is a good time for all kinds of fun things. Dubious Goals Committee and drinking tea. Oh yeah, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm the guy who's drinking this tea. That is some tasty stuff. I do enjoy tasty stuff. And as such, I think we'll need some more tasty stuff, including some tasty numbers, lady from... Where is she from? Nobody even knows. But all we really need to know is what to ask her. And what do we always ask her? We ask her, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 40, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. What, were you being attacked by a cougar? What was that all about? Oh, hi. Speaking of being attacked by a cougar, I'm not actually being attacked by a cougar, but everybody's favorite local snow leopard has shown up. Oh, you think you're a snow leopard? Okay, get in the kitty pit. So I got to put the Vanky over my legs. Oh, hi. So Pippa has arrived. Everybody say hi to Pippa. Oh, look, Pippa, everybody says hi. Everybody says hi, I'm calm. Oh, it's so nice. Hi, yeah, look at your face. It's so nice. Okay, so I've got a cat sitting here. And we're both waiting for the next game to start. Because, obviously, today is Saturday. We got to watch some football, even though it's COVID-19 football with, you know, no... No audience, no spectators, no crowd of folks to cheer them on, no fans. So what do we got? What are we waiting for anyway, Pippa? Are we waiting for the Manchester City game? We better check. So let's look at this TV schedule really quick. We'll go up to the Magic Channel. Oh, yes, it is Man City. Okay. Right, so that's good news. That's good news. That's good. And I have lots of good news because I also have some bad news. Man, I had a bad morning this morning. I don't know what was up. I couldn't sleep. I felt weird, but at least my leg didn't hurt. Oh, so that was good. But I was hot and weird and blah. But the good news is, and this is just the best news ever, guess what I got to watch last night? And yes, it was more sports ball. You know how much I'm a sports ball fan. I feel bad sometimes because I'm such an unusual computer nerd. Maybe I'm not even a nerd. Maybe I'm not a dork. Maybe I'm not a computer geek after all, because let's face it, I like sports ball. If you like computers, you're not supposed to like sports ball. But I enjoy various forms of sports ball. And what sports ball was I watching last night? That's right. AFL. The Australian Football League. Live from Australia playing footy. And guess what? I got to watch two games. Two straight games. Oh, it was great. Me and the dingus, we were sitting here all night. We were watching footy from Australia. Me and Pippa. The first game was Fremantle versus Stoke, which I know really isn't Stoke, but I still call them Stoke anyway. And here's why. You know, I watch English football, and, you know, they have teams like Newcastle and Stoke and Manchester United and Manchester City and all these other teams that you've heard of, like Liverpool, who just, you know, won the big deal. And so I'm used to seeing these names a lot, and I'm used to seeing these abbreviations. Like the abbreviation for Newcastle is NEW, N-E-W, three letters. The abbreviation for Stoke City is S-T-K, for Stoke. Well, in Australia, they also have a Newcastle. And they also have a Stoke, except it's not Stoke. It's S-T-K, which stands for St. Kilda. Yeah, St. Kilda. That was the game I watched last night. Fremantle versus Stoke, except it's actually St. Kilda. Every time I see that, though, I think, oh, it's Stoke City. No, it's not Stoke City. Oh, my God, and what a game that was, too. I tell you, it was insane. At the end of the first quarter, it was like 8-36. Fremantle was not doing well. It was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it was stupid. But, you know, Stoke started grinding back at the end. It was crazy. They're coming back slowly, but still a little bit. Fremantle backed off. And then at the beginning of the third quarter, Stoke was up by like 36 points or more. And then with like 1 minute and 20 seconds remaining in the game was drawn. It was all tied up. The 2 minutes left, it was 73-73, and then Fremantle scored with like a minute remaining to win the game 79-73. It was very exciting. Then I got really excited when the next game came on. Why? Because it was Adelaide. Yes, my Adelaide Crows. This is my team. This is my team. I'm not even sure where Adelaide is exactly. I need to think about that for a minute. Oh, the Adelaide Crows. I throw all my support behind them because, you know, you got to pick some team. And the best way to pick a team is to have somebody send you a ballpoint pen that is also a schedule, a pull-out schedule for any particular team. Then you go with that team. That's what I did. Solder Punk and his wife sent me an Adelaide Crows pen, and that has made me an Adelaide Crows fan for life. Adelaide was trying to get their first win of the season against West Coast last night. Oh, and the game was at the Gabba, which is one of my favorite places. The Gabba. I'm not sure what it is. I think it's just a sports ball stadium. But I hope, in my mind, it's a complex. It's a complex of cool Australian things, like where you play Australian rules football, and where you play rugby, and where you go to kangaroo rodeos. All these things happen at the Gabba. The Gabba. I'm not sure if they have kangaroo rodeos in Australia. They should. I mean, come on, obviously. But, I do know where the Gabba is. It was one of those Australian words. Woolongabba. Gabba is short for a longer word. And, there you have it. What you need to know is that Adelaide Crows have not been doing well. And the game started off fairly good. You know, the Crows were playing the Eagles. The West Coast Eagles versus the Adelaide Crows, so that made it some kind of bird derby. It was a bird war. And Adelaide had on their on their West German national team uniforms from the 90s. Don't ask, you have to see him, and it's a football joke. I don't feel like explaining it. And Adelaide scored first. And at the end of the first quarter, it was 15-7 West Coast over Adelaide. And I thought, okay, this is going to be all right. Adelaide, come on, we're going to get our first win of the season. And then, no, Adelaide kept getting ground down. And by the time the fourth quarter started, they were, I don't think they scored another point. And the game ended 34-67. Yeah, West Coast kind of doubled up on my Crows, so I was sort of disappointed. But we're still looking for that first win. Let's go, Adelaide Crows! Up Crows! Up Crows! What do you think about that, Pippa? Pippa didn't like that game. She didn't even watch it. She said, this is two bird teams. We're not going to watch any footy with two bird teams. Pippa only likes cat teams. Like the... Okay, now I got to remember how to say this word. Is it... It's not Geelong, because it's not tea. You know, you see it, it says... It looks like oolong tea, but it's Geelong. But it's not pronounced Geelong. That word is Geelong. I got to remember that every time I even think of that word in my head, I have to remember how to pronounce it. I feel kind of stupid. But the Geelong Cats are obviously my cat's favorite football team. So Pippa didn't watch the second game because she doesn't care about bird teams. She hates bird teams. So I had a great night of sports ball, and I'm looking forward to lots of sports ball today. That's my plan today. Chill out, eat food. I bought some more pepperoni. I went to the store last night, so I had pepperoni and waffles again for breakfast. And I got various racing to watch today, and I got racing tomorrow. So I've got lots of fun sports ball stuff to do. I'm pretty excited about it, actually. What else do I got going on today? I was going to do one other thing, but now I can't seem to remember. Did I write it down on this piece of paper? No. I can't seem to remember what exactly it is that I was going to do other than, you know, maybe eat some lunch, get something delicious to eat, maybe drink something yummy. Maybe I need to make another banana smoothie.
Banana.
Or maybe banana.
Banana.
These are all decisions I have to make today.
Banana.
And I realize that you're probably kind of jealous. I don't blame you. The critical thing to remember is banana. That's the thing you need to choose. What kind of dance are you going to do when it comes to bananas? I mean, you could do some kind of banana waltz. You could do the banana Lindy Hop. Or you could do...
Banana, yeah,
Okay, it's true. Out of all the banana dances that you could do, the banana cha-cha is an option. That was, of course, Banana Cha-Cha by Momoland. Yeah, that's the name of the band, Momoland. Momoland, is that where Snowdust's cat comes from? Yeah, probably. Banana Cha-Cha. I don't know why, but it's possible that I love that song. It's so... Oh my God. Quick, drink some tea. Oh, it's so good. I swear to God, every time I hear that song, I am left with only one question. And that is, of course...
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
To which, naturally, there is only one answer.
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh, you better believe it. Do I have girlfriend Vietnam? That's an ancient Chinese secret. That doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't that be ancient Vietnam secret? Or, oh, it's not supposed to make any sense around here. I'm not here, and the Dubious Goals Committee is not here to make any sense. The Dubious Goals Committee is here to wish you a happy birthday. Whose birthday is it today? I know it's somebody's birthday today. Somebody told me, oh, my birthday is July 17th. Who was that? Was it MNW? Was it... I remember. It's that guy in the corner. Welcome to Pineapple
Bees. You in the corner. Happy birthday. Happy birthday over there.
From Pineapple
Bees. Welcome to Pineapple Bees.
Welcome to Pineapple Bees.
Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just dance when you're hungry, then don't it? Well, let's go! In my opinion, it's pineapple beef. Put up an entree of pineapple. With the size of danger. And you get two sides, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Thank you, Coafio, for those birthday wishes going out to all my fans and listeners who have a birthday today. Oh, but enough of this nonsense. We need to get back to some music. What do I want? I want some Misty Mountain Hop by Led Zeppelin.
With spare like a bulb on a shelf for a stem.
Don't know either, Robert, but I think I'm going to start packing my bags for the Misty Mountains too. But it occurs to me, I don't know where the Misty Mountains are. I better ask Frodo. I better ask Gandalf. Or I could just open up to any flyleaf of any Tolkien book and look at the map. But the hilarious irony here is, I have none. That's right, I own more Harry Potter books than I do J.R.R.R.R. Tolkien books. I wonder if he ever got together with George R.R.R.R. Martin, and then they could have a child and they could just name it R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R. But that might be problematic because then, you know, say the kid was out playing in the yard and they wanted to call him in for dinner and they would just scream out the door, R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R, and all the sea lions for thousands of miles would come running. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I gotta tell you something else. I gotta tell you about my neighbors, the Samamuang Koentjoros. You know, they live next door to me in the White House, and they put something up in their backyard, but I can't tell what it is through the trees. But I've been looking over there. Is it a banana? Could it be a banana? No, it is not either of those things. It is not a banana. It is some kind of thing that's made out of wicker. I don't know what the word for this is. I'm going to have to look it up. I'm going to have to do some research. But there's a thing in their backyard. It's a little room. It's a cube. It's a cube made out of wicker, woven wicker, and it has circular doors in it. And it's big. It's probably 3 meters by 3 meters by 3 meters. It's a 27 square meter wicker cube with circular doors that you can get in. Like, it's a little room, it's a little thing, and they have it on there. I want one. Except I wouldn't put mine outside because it's too hot. Of course, I would just, you know, put mine up in my room or something, and I don't know. Although, I do have a cat, and it's wicker, then the cat would be all over. I don't know. Yeah, what is that thing called? How am I even going to look this up? I don't even know. without knowing the name, I can't look it up to see how much they cost or where to buy one. How am I going to figure out what those things are called? What are the names of those things?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh, that's it. I've had it with you, Mr. Lee. Do you want to fight? You better know that I love to fight. So if you don't want to fight, you better not piss me off and give me any more of that ancient Chinese... Oh, waiting for buffers to load again. Thanks, digital media. Yes, I have to agree. Everything is all right. And I'm sitting here thinking, why do I feel weird? Oh, it's because I'm getting hungry and I need to eat some more food. Okay, well, I can do that in a minute. But something I should tell you first is that coming up after the Dubious Goals Committee today is one of my favorite shows, The Sound Show, Genre Mix and Discussion with MJT. That's coming up in less than 2 minutes right here on Anon Radio, so stay tuned for that. What else was I going to tell you? Oh yeah, I'm hungry, and I want some food. What am I hungry for? I don't even know, but if you had to take a guess, if you had to guess like the one food that I'm probably going to have to eat today,
No.
That might be it. Yeah, or that one. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Banana Radio. My name's Tobe, and I got a roll. I got a football game coming up, then there's some racing stuff that I gotta watch, and I gotta figure out some food, so bye-bye.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.